There he is. Hey, Kevin, can you hear us okay?
Yep, I've got you.
All right, well, fancy meeting you here again. Congratulations on the win, and congratulations on bringing home the trophy for Ford. Can you talk us through the, you know, just what that means to bring that home?
Well, you know, Michigan is just a overall an important race for, you know, everybody at Ford and Roush Yates and really all the teams. They make you well aware of the importance of the Heritage Trophy and how much they want to keep it in their lobby. So, you know, I got a nice text from Edsel Ford last night to make sure that he knew that I knew how happy he was, but he made sure that I was well aware that they didn't want to keep it for one day and they wanted to bring that trophy back. So we're just really happy for everybody at Ford. Our Busch Light Apple Ford Mustang was really fast again today. I had a little bit of trouble there at the end and in 3 and 4, and Denny was really, really good down there. So we were able to do a little defensive driving and keep him back there and make it to victory lane again.
Awesome. Well, we're going to take some questions for you from the media. Let's kick it off here with Zach Sterniolo. Go ahead, Zach.
Kevin, congrats again. Where does the season rank for you and how consistent you've been? You've had dominant seasons before, but now already notch win number 6 in the regular season here. What makes this season unique?
Well, I think COVID makes it unique, first off, and just the circumstances that it takes to get to the racetrack. You know, I think a lot of that just goes into, you know, how prepared our team is and the details that they're covering to get the cars right and get them close and come to the racetrack and watch the pit crew perform and watch Rodney make great calls. And, you know, I get to race the car on the racetrack and do the best that I can. So on the days when things aren't, you know, going like we want them to with the handling of the race car, we figure out a way to, you know, have some good pit strategy or restarts or what, you know, they have a great pit stop on pit road. And, you know, when one side of it's down, there's somebody there to pick up the pieces on the other side. And that's what it takes to, you know, to run well week in and week out, because in the circumstances that we're in, you're just not going to hit it every week. You're just going to have to battle through it and try to have the best day that you can. So as far as, you know, where it ranks, it's really hard. I don't think about things like that. I just go week to week. And as you get to the end of the season, you can kind of sit back and really look back on the things that have happened. And that's, you know, that's the same thing that we'll do this year. But it's been a great year. You know, can't argue with that.
The car looked a little bit more challenging to drive the last couple runs there than it had throughout the rest of the weekend. Was the track any different today than it was yesterday?
I would say yes, you know, just because, you know, we had more rubber on the racetrack. It was about 8 degrees warmer when we started the race today. You know, the PJ1 was a little further up the racetrack and running well. So, you know, they did a really good job with the racetrack this weekend and making that third line usable, because, you know, when you know, like yesterday when I had a good car and could go anywhere on the racetrack and make it work, Denny had that today. And when I'd try to block high, he'd just go low. And when I go low, he'd go high. It just gives you a lot of options when you have 3 options instead of 2, because at that point, the leader has a 50, or the car in front of you has a 50% chance of blocking that move. So, you know, I think the racetrack was racy all weekend. I think today my car was tighter from the get-go, mostly in turns 3 and 4. I never could get the car to the center of the corner like I wanted to.
Thanks, and congrats again.
Thank you.
All right, we'll take our next question from Jeff Gluck. Go ahead, Jeff.
Kevin, I feel like I recall in the past that when we've asked you about like what car you have, say like at Homestead or something, you've been like, hey, look, I just drive what Rodney brings. I don't really care. But this car now, it's 3 for 3. I mean, it's your Brickyard 400 car, and now you've swept. Will you be interested to at least know when the next time this car is going to roll out?
I bet we don't run it anymore, to be honest with you. You know, I think that there's so many different styles of racetracks that we're going to, as we go forward here. Obviously, we're going to a road course next week, and then we go to a low downforce track two races in a row at Dover, and then you have a super speedway car, and then you go, you know, into short tracks and Darlington with high downforce cars. So I know you won't run it at Vegas, you won't run it at Charlotte. You know, honestly, I don't think you'll run this car anymore.
Thank you.
Yep.
All right, we'll take our next one from Dustin Albino. Go ahead, Dustin.
Yeah, Kevin, congrats on the win again. This is your 9th straight top 5 finish, which is a career long for you, 6 wins this year. Obviously, you're a past champion, but have you ever been in a zone like this before?
Look, we've had some great years. I wouldn't call this our best. You know, I think, 2015 and 2018 were great years. We closed 2014 really good. But, you know, it's hard to tell, you know, what the end of the year is going to bring as far as, you know, this could be the last win. You might win 6 more. You just never know. I think the most important thing is to just stay focused on the week-to-week attitude of trying to prepare the best that you can, win or lose. Last week on Monday, you have to be preparing for the next week. So it's ultra important to have a short-term memory. And you know, I think our team does a really good job at that and making sure that we're prepared for the next race the best that we can. And you take all that you can out of that on Monday morning, and then you move on to the next one.
Thank you.
All right. Our next question for Kevin will come from Bob Pockris. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, Kevin, I'm not totally sure the math, but I can't figure out a way that you wouldn't be on the pole for the road course since you won the race and you're the leader in points and second in fastest lap. So what does it mean to be on the pole, but what does it mean that fact that like now you're kind of earning your starting position?
Yeah, I'm a little bit torn on that. That wasn't my vote. I voted for 1 through 36 random draw every week, you know, for charter teams. So, you know, I think it'll be interesting to see how it all plays out. You know, obviously, I think that there's definitely some merit to it as far as earning your position and the things that you do. You know, I think in the position that we're in, there's also some merit in keeping it mixed up and keeping it fair and having some new players at the front and giving them an opportunity, because at some point during the year, you know, some of those guys are going to qualify good and have a chance to have a good weekend. And, you know, if you're back in the, you know, in the mid part of the pack and you don't have an opportunity to qualify, you know, sometimes those are taken away. So it'll be interesting. I'm good with whatever. You know, I think, me leading everybody into turn one at Daytona could be interesting, because I have no freaking clue where I'm going as we go down there. But most everybody in the field is the same way. We'll prepare the best that we can and hope that we can make it around the first lap, you know, with all the wheels still headed in the right direction.
Thank you.
All right, we'll take our next one from Lee Spencer. Go ahead, Lee.
Thank you, and congratulations, Harvick. That was just mind-blowing this weekend. Next on the all-time win list is Kyle Busch with 56 wins. You kind of wish he was running a little bit better, so at least it was more of a contest when you hit that milestone.
I don't think that's going to be a contest. I think as you look at the longevity of Kyle's career, he'll be way ahead of that number as he goes forward. So that's sort of a short-term thing, as you look at it, because he's going to be around this deal a lot longer than I am. And you know, I think as you look at his past and the things that he's done, he's going to keep winning. So, you know, I think that's, you know, like I say, I think that's short-term, you know, for the next few years, and then we'll see where it goes from there.
And with all the craziness going on in 2020, is it kind of like a ray of hope, or, you know, a bright light that you're able to compete at this level? I mean, just consistently week in and week out.
Well, it says a lot about our organization and a lot about our team and how they can prepare race cars and the details that are going into those race cars and the things that they're doing. So, you know, I think as you look at all of that, and it's all about the people. It's the people that are here every week grinding away at the racetrack. It's the people at the race shop, Roush Yates, Ford Performance. It just takes so many people to do what we're doing. And I think, you know, this is really something that we've been fortunate to excel at, adapt. We're good at adapting and adjusting and you know, trying to figure things out on the fly. And I think that's what experience brings you with this particular race team. So I love my guys to death. They do a great job. I hate not being able to celebrate with them. That's the part that really frustrates me more than anything. And, you know, I think as you look at it, I mean, it's going to be this way for a while. I don't see this really changing into, you know, the majority of next year. So, You know, I think as I think this is going to be the new normal for you know, the foreseeable future, in my opinion.
Appreciate your time. Safe travels.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, Harvick. Well, that is all we'll give you for this evening. Thank you so much for joining us. Congratulations, and we'll see you next week at the road course.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.